There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine.
Well, Capital City is the Southeast's only opera company that focuses on local singers. They put on two fully staged performances a year. Lightside is their annual fundraiser at the Church of the Atonement in Sandy Springs.
How is light opera different?
Well, this may be an opera company, but this is basically their summer pops performance. Last year they did Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, and this year they have 13 singers performing works by George and Ira Gershwin. So think, you know, Porgy and Bess, Funny Face, Crazy for You.
Read something about an indoor picnic for this?
Yes, they have tables set up, but you bring your own picnics and your own beverages, including adult libations. They also have a two-day silent auction. This is the first year, in fact, that Lightside has done two performances. The performances are Friday and Saturday. The doors open at 6:30 for the silent auction, and the program starts at 8. Tickets are $35 per person, or you can buy a table of 10 for $300.
I hear Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are coming to town together. How did that work?
Yes, I wanted to give you an early heads up on this. This is next Wednesday, July 29th, and it's at Chastain Park. What you may not realize is that last year, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga recorded an album of jazz standards called Cheek to Cheek, which won the Grammy for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven.
And the cares. So yes, their styles go together very well. The show is at 8, and this is a show with no tables and no coolers, so you might want to order ahead from their caterer. Tickets start at about $150 from resellers, because it's technically sold out.
Are other people in this music series?
Yes, it might be easier to get tickets this Friday at Chastain. Idina Menzel is performing. She performed at the Academy Awards, and her song, Let It Go, went on to win the Oscar that night. The show is at 8, and tickets start at about $35. And this show, you can bring in coolers, and there are tables.
What should people do if they're not up for music this weekend?
The city of Atlanta is repeating its popular summer film series, and they go to different parks around town. And this Friday, they'll be showing Box Trolls at Peachtree Hills Park. It's based on the children's novel Here Be Monsters by Alan Snow. This is free, and you can bring chairs. They also have free popcorn, soda, juice, and water. And another bonus is from 6 to 8, the City of Atlanta staff is there leading kids in games. They have some oversized board games and fitness demos and arts and crafts. And so that's from 6 to 8. And then the movie starts at dusk, which is usually about 8:30, 8:45.
I hear Drunk Zombies are coming to Atlanta.
Yes, this is the annual zombie pub crawl in Virginia Highland. And this is Saturday night. No surprise, this is for ages 21 and up. And it starts at 4 o'clock.
So do you have to be a zombie or can you become one?
They'll turn you into a zombie. The headquarters of the crawl is really at Diesel Filling Station. They will have makeup artists on hand from 4 to 7. You can buy either the tickets with the makeup or you can just get the drink tickets where you get a ticket at each of the 5 pubs. And those are $20 in advance or $25 the day of.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.